Hey, everybody. Welcome to Give Me Credit. I'm John Egan. That's John Mackey. John is the founder, the president of Master Credit Solutions. You hear him on the radio every weekend here, and we are excited to bring the story back to you that there is hope when it comes to a poor credit rating. There is a way to get that thing back into shape. And as John often says, let the good times return to your lives.
Absolutely. Let's take control of the situation. Yeah. Let's make things happy again.
John, we were on a roll last week that I hated to leave because as I try to set the stage now this week, by the way, if you did not hear last week's program, is there any way people can do that?
You know, there is, and I'm glad you brought that up. It's on the website, givemecredit.us. And if you go on past program, there's a past program link. Go on there, and you can click on the program, the one that you missed, and they're named by title or by subject matter. And you can click on those and listen to it.
All right. If you did not, if you could not be with us last week, we started a conversation about what it means to get those phone calls from debt collectors. Debt collectors that can be mean, that can be ornery, that are name callers. And John, in our second segment, I'm going to let you unpack some stories.
You know, let me give you a... I'm not going to say that. I was going to say my wife, because we shouldn't do that, because she's going to hear it and say, what did you talk about?
Yeah.
But I won't tell you that it was her. But here's what happened. We got a phone call at our house, and I had had a prior medical bill that wasn't paid. And it was one of those instances where they send you a letter, and three or four or five, you open them all up. This is not a bill. This is not a bill. And all of a sudden, there is a bill, and I've thrown them away because it's always been, this is not a bill. So it goes from that person to a collector. Now the debt collector calls up and calls my wife, talks with her, but it was about me, and starts beating her up verbally. What are you? Are you, you don't pay your bills? Are you a thug? What's the problem? Yeah. I pay my bills. Don't you pay your bills? Yeah. I pay my bills.
I've heard it. I've heard all that before.
And she gave in.
Hmm.
And she said, okay, here's my credit card number. Pay for it. So he was asking for it. She gave it to him.
Now,
here's a problem.
Tell me what the problem is, because that is a problem.
There's multiple problems with this. First of all, you've given somebody your credit card number, and either that or a check with your routing and institutional number. You have no idea who these people are.
Yeah. You know, I want to stop there and just kind of recap a little bit of what we talked about last week, because there is fraud involved in some cases.
In a lot of cases.
When that initial call comes in, John, one of our instructional items you gave us last week as our teacher, as our professor at the chalkboard was, when the first call comes in, when somebody says, you owe this money, you need to repay this money, your first response isn't how much and when can I give it back. Your response has to be, prove it.
Prove it.
Send me a letter. And again, it's called a Dunning letter or Dunn letter.
Correct.
That says, this is the debt. This is you. This is what you owe.
Correct.
This is to whom you owe it.
Correct.
And so now you have within your hand validation that there is indeed a bill to be paid.
Correct.
Now, they may give you only the information they have, which is not, they don't have any contracts oftentimes. They don't have signed things. They just say, this person owes this much.
You only owe the person in which you've made the contract with.
Right.
Okay, so if it's Capital One, you sign a contract with them to repay them. So then this company comes along and buys it as junk debt. Okay, how do you know that you owe this person?
They have to validate. Yeah, they have to validate that they own that debt.
Correct.
Yeah. Now let's go back to your wife for a second then.
Uh-oh. You know I'm going to get slammed when I get home.
You know, I have an extra room in my basement.
Do you?
If you need it. And I charge about
I've heard about your basement.
Yeah, you've heard. We had a bit of a sewage backup. But it's still yours. Anyway, so your wife says, sure, here's my credit card number. Now, a couple of things have just clicked into being in this stage. Number one would be, she may authorize them $100.
Bingo. They could take it all.
They can take it all.
They could overcharge. But here's the coup de grace with this. I had paid that debt 3 days before.
Oh, no, really?
Right. Do you think I'm going to get my money back?
Mm-mm.
Uh-uh.
Not at all.
This is assuming that the phone call was legitimate.
Right. Okay, you've added another layer to this, because in initial conversations we've talked about, they can take it all.
Right.
You give them your bank routing number, they can take everything that's in your account.
Yes, they can.
They're not, well...
Not that they have your authority
to do it, but they will do it because you know, in their estimation, you owe it. But John, there's something else that you told me a while back that I think plays here as well. Because let's say that that debt is really old, and it technically is out of your hands now. If I pay them $10...
Here's what happens, John. You're talking about a situation that I referred to, I believe, last program, to this phone call that I made to a debt collector law office, and has happened on many occasions that I have dealt with. And that is, let's talk about this one that happened out in the state of Washington, where this
right.
where this woman had a debt from 1999, okay, and this debt collector called and said that she owed this money, that they were going to collect on it, that they were going to sue her in court. What's her address so that they could take her to court?
Yeah.
Well, here's the problem. You have a debt that is beyond the statute of limitations. Number one, they cannot collect on it legally.
Oh.
Can you voluntarily pay it?
Sure.
Yes. But they cannot sue you for it. It is virtually uncollectible.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you send in one penny, $1, whatever amount is, send me $10, I'll go away for a couple months, and you won't hear from me.
Yeah.
And you think, you know what, just
it's
to shut
that.
Him up, it's worth 10
yeah.
bucks.
Yeah.
I won't get any more phone calls, I can breathe easy. Now, what happens is that on the credit report, it reactivates that, in this case, the Sears card,
mm-hmm.
and they go by the date of last activity, okay?
And you just created...
A
new
date of activity. It activates it, puts it back on the credit report,
mm-hmm.
and your score drops 100 points.
Folks, we're going to be back. We have to take a break. When we get back, we're going to give you the address, the contact information for John, so you can find out more about this conversation and more. We have to take a break right now. You're listening to Give Me Credit.
Hi, John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions, U.S. Credit Project, and Give Me Credit Media. Coming up in Minneapolis-St. Paul area, three of us are holding a program, presenting a program called Beyond Bootstrapping. It's about credit, it's about SBA loans, and angel and venture funding. There is three experts, me, I'm one of them, on credit, and we've got Dennis Welsh, an SBA loan expert from Anchor Bank, and Jeffrey Yupin, an attorney, fundraiser, and one of the lead attorneys at Thompson Hall Law Office, that will talk about venture and angel funding. There is free lunch, but you must register ahead of time at eventbrite.com, or you can register at uscreditproject.com. Some people have described this, or short seminar, as receiving insider information. I appreciated that comment, but you're going to get a ton of information. If you can attend, I'd love to have you. If you want lunch, register ahead of time. This is sponsored by Anchor Bank, Connect My Success, Inner Circle, Thompson Hall Law Office, U.S. Credit Project, and Master Credit Solutions. I hope to see you there.
Welcome back to Give Me Credit. We're having quite the conversation today, John, because it really is about debt collection and what they can do, what they can say, what they can collect. And in before we took the break, now, folks, again, we're going to give you the contact information at the end of this segment. So make sure you have a piece of paper and a pencil out, some way to write this down so you can get the information put down, because we really need you to contact John today if you've got issues like this, or if you know someone who has issues like this. Now, John, we were talking about that debt collector who comes, and quite possibly the debt is unprovable.
Correct.
And quite possibly the debt is beyond the statute of limitations.
Correct.
But they're still going to make their full-blown effort to get as much as they can get out of you if they've purchased that debt from the original person that we owe the debt to.
Well, here's the thing. By that point, if we're getting beyond the statute of limitations on that debt, typically it's already gone through six or seven debt collectors.
Oh.
Okay? So they've bought it for pennies on the pennies on the pennies on the pennies of the so they're getting it for virtually nothing.
Right. So if they get $10, their investment's been returned quite a bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what that does, though, and what we were trying to say was that the moment you take action and the guy, and remember, this is so important, they're going to make any promise they can make to bring any action they can get out of you.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
And so if the guy says, listen, just send $10. And remember, I gave you the illustration before when I was going through a second mortgage issue.
Right.
And the lady would say, $40, just send $40. Well, at the time, I didn't have $40. And what I didn't realize was that would have been the worst thing I could possibly have done at that stage.
Right, because now you're resetting the date of last activity. So now, from that point, they've got another 7 years to collect. Okay? Or and 6 years, whatever the statute of limitations is on
that one, yeah. And they will do their best to do that.
Absolutely.
Plus, as you said just before the break, your credit rating just went down 100 points.
Correct.
Because a debt that was not there...
is now there.
Is now there.
And even if it was there, it's now reactivated.
And it's delinquent.
Correct.
It's a triple whammy. I mean, it's a shot to the gut, really.
Right.
So let's go revisit a little bit about what we talked last week, because that creditor, they're relentless. And I don't mean to categorize these people as wolves, but you can see the gnarly teeth.
You can't lump anybody or everybody into one category, and I don't mean to be doing that. But there seems to be enough horror stories in people that I've worked with that have these horror stories where, in one case, a debt collector threatened to dig up the body of this woman's dead child and hang it from a tree.
You know, you've told me that story a couple of times,
yeah.
And I'm astounded to the length. Now, you, in one of our segments, we talked about the people who say, well, don't you ever pay your debt? Aren't you going to pay your debt? I pay
right.
my debts.
Right.
I have rent. I pay my rent. Yeah, you know, I pay my grocery bill. I pay all that. How come you don't pay yours?
Right.
And so that's going to happen. I mean, but that's Sunday school compared to some of those other things.
Absolutely. The one that you just talked about is still illegal because it's considered harassment. Okay? They can help you, or they can talk to you about your debt, how you plan on dealing with the debt.
Mm-hmm.
But once they start raising their voice, once they start name-calling, even if it's not swearing, it's still considered harassment.
And they will still take these steps.
Yes.
You know, John, every time we talk about that, I'm astounded. We've got a couple of minutes. Share a story, some of those hard ones, just to show you how far this goes.
Oh, boy. There was one case where there's a whole variety of debt. My mind is going to two different stories. Let's take a look at an attorney, okay? He's maybe representing a lot of the debt collectors out there, and he sends you a letter saying to show up in court at this date, and we're going to take you to court and have this debt validated, and we're going to get a judgment against you.
Sure.
Here's what happens. He sets it up with the court, let's say, for 100 people that he's going to be suing during this time. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the individuals get the letters. Most of the time, they don't respond to it, and they don't show up. That lawyer wins by default if you don't show up. And then it becomes a judgment against you because they've won by default. If you show up and you say, prove it, they will not have the documentation there. And that's
they're
why,
almost counting on you having not showing up.
Absolutely. And they don't have the documentation. That's why the Lori Swanson, the attorney general here, is trying to get a new law that states that even if a person doesn't show up to court, that they still have to prove the debt. Because prior to now, and including now, they do not have to prove the debt.
Wow.
To get a judgment. It's just based on the individual not showing up.
Yeah. You know, it does underline something that we are trying to emphasize. Hiding is not helping.
No.
Getting out front of this thing, and that's why, folks, we're just asking John to be a part of your life. If this is where you sit, and John, quite frankly, every time I turn around and read the news, I find out more and more just how true this is for a lot of lives.
Right.
But we're trying to get you off the couch and encourage you to get out in front of this, and you're saying, I just don't know how. That's why we want you to call John.
Right.
Because John can give you a real solid, you know, that first initial evaluation that says, okay, this is where we would go. Now, remember, John is a professional, and there are some costs involved. But the fact is, to set you free,
the advice is to will not cost you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When you start taking action, and John doesn't go at this just one time and say, well, that's the best we can do. John goes at it the second time, and he right. goes at it the third time. To make sure that you can get your, you know, to get these things taken care of.
And I want to tell you that that's at a minimum. There are some of the cases that I've worked on, we've gone six rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Because the credit bureaus or the creditors aren't responding correctly.
Yeah. John is a professional again. I keep underlying that, but that's important. John is a professional. He has with him time-tested means and resources.
Correct.
To get you down this road and start scrubbing up that credit. And as you hear oftentimes on the radio station, you'll hear John say, are they calling? I can stop them now. That's why I want to go hold John. Now, John, the website is givemecredit.us.
Correct.
Givemecredit.us. However, there are two phone numbers. There's a text number that you can use right now. What is that?
612-567-2459.
All right. That number will get you into John right now. Plus, there's the 1-800 number.
Which is 888-417-3400.
Well, you're listening to Give Me Credit, and we're going to come back and have a few more pieces of conversation about this very thing on Callers, Debt Collectors. You're listening to Give Me Credit.
Hi, John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions, U.S. Credit Project, and Give Me Credit Media. Coming up in Minneapolis-St. Paul area, three of us are holding a program, presenting a program called Beyond Bootstrapping. It's about credit, it's about SBA loans, and angel and venture funding. There is three experts, me, I'm one of them, on credit, and we've got Dennis Welsh, an SBA loan expert from Anchor Bank, and Jeffrey Yupin, an attorney, fundraiser, and one of the lead attorneys at Thompson Hall Law Office that will talk about venture and angel funding. There is free lunch, but you must register ahead of time at eventbrite.com, or you can register at uscreditproject.com. Some people have described this or short seminar as receiving insider information. I appreciated that comment, but you're going to get a ton of information. If you can attend, I'd love to have you. If you want lunch, register ahead of time. This is sponsored by Anchor Bank, Connect My Success, Inner Circle, Thompson Hall Law Office, U.S. Credit Project, and Master Credit Solutions. I hope to see you there.
Welcome back, friends, and welcome to Give Me Credit on this weekend, and we've been having quite the conversation. John, let me underline for our listeners that what we have available on the air right now is also available on the website.
On givemecredit.us,
and correct. That'll get you in, and where we do archive the programs we've had in days gone by. By the way, I do want to tell you that some of the past programs are really important as we talk about the myths of credit.
Correct.
And that was one we've done for a couple of weeks. That was a few weeks ago. But I'm telling you, that may be just what you need to hear. You might be standing on a foundation that has no foundation. And so the myths of credit, we're talking about that. Last week, we got this conversation going as we started talking about debt collectors, what they can and cannot do, what you can do. I don't want to say what you cannot do because there's a lot of things you can do to actually start standing up for yourself. And John, you've been in the business for a long time to the point you've heard just about every horror story that's sitting out there.
Every once in a while, I come up with an odd one that's happened. You know, as I mentioned a couple of shows before, mm-hmm. where a law office and I was talking to this person and he allegedly, we were going back and forth and he told me that he was not a lawyer and he didn't need to be a lawyer to practice law. Well, to be truthful, I didn't open up to him as to who I really was anyway. I didn't say I was a credit restoration specialist. What I told him was that I was doing budgeting for this family. Mm-hmm. And so he thought he was talking with a neophyte out there. Okay, so he was trying to pull the bully on me.
Yeah.
And it ended up where he told me some pretty vulgar things.
Yeah. You know, that's what you're going to run into. I think that's the saddest part about this whole conversation, how mean we can be. And oftentimes that meanness comes directly standing on money of some way, shape, or form.
Absolutely, yeah.
So the call comes in, and the maybe sometimes abuse, harassment begins. John is able to say stop. He helps you say stop.
Correct.
But John also takes the next step with you to say, let's get something done that gets this to stop completely, to the point where your credit rating is an improve, it's on an upslope,
right?
That your numbers are starting to grow, and that things are going on that are good things that are going on, because this is one of the things I love about what you're doing, John, is you're not just trying to scrub the record clean, because that leaves holes.
Well, we have also the ability to add credit, but the caveat here that I want to make everybody aware of is if you think that your bad credit is not detrimental to you right now, think again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's either pay me now or pay me later. I mean, you're either, for example, your renter's insurance, it affects your renter's insurance. Car insurance, it affects that. Because you're going to be tiered based on your credit score. And do they pull credit? Absolutely. They pull it every year.
Yeah.
Your credit card companies, if you've got credit out there, they will pull a credit every year and determine your interest rate based on that.
Mm-hmm.
Homeowner's insurance, life insurance to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
Home loans.
It's astounding to me when you started unpacking this for me, just how much of my life and what I'm paying when they quote a fee.
Right.
Has to do with my credit rating.
It very well could be.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And they're looking at that. Plus, folks, more and more, and whether you agree with the positive side or the negative side, that's not either here nor there. But potential employers are now looking at your credit rating. Now, whatever they think they're getting out of that, I don't know.
Correct.
Because as one of the myths that we addressed was because you have a bad, maybe some issues are on your credit rating, doesn't mean you're responsible.
No.
And it doesn't mean that you're a slackard of any way. It just means you have run into some tough times. And John, one of the things you've emphasized quite a bit, and I think it's properly so, some of our bad credit and poor credit has to do with medical issues. And that stuff we cannot avoid.
No,
just is
a lot
there.
Of times, absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. And as the aging of the population happens, that happens a lot. And especially changing over a lot of these medical policies.
Yeah.
You know, what I don't get is why items like this have to be handled on a credit report.
Mm.
I don't understand it. It doesn't have to be, but they do. And I think that's a real shame.
Yeah. John, as we close our program today, we have about 3 minutes left, and what I want to do is to walk somebody through what happens when they call you or get in contact with you. Let's kind of open up the mind's eye of what's going to happen, because I want to break the fear that Megan, and folks, I got to tell you this. This is really important. This is a guilt-free operation.
No.
John is not here to judge you.
No.
He's not here to correct you. He's not here to tongue-lash you. He is, as any good physician would be, here to help you back into health. And so he takes you where you are and gets you to where you need to be.
There is no shame coming from me.
Yeah.
In fact, I would prefer that you don't even tell me how it happened.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. You don't need the story. You just watch where they are and let's go from here.
Correct.
So, John, that first call, if somebody were to call the 800 number, which is what?
888-417-3400.
And you engage in your first conversation. What kind of questions are you going to ask?
Well, it depends upon what their questions are. If their question is, I've got bad credit, what can you do to help me? I'm going to direct you to a spot where a credit report can be pulled.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like if you're using the medical as an example, we'll take an x-ray,
mm-hmm.
which is the credit report. And on that x-ray will tell me what has been happening on your credit and in your credit history.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not as a judgment, but as to what is going on, what has happened.
That was one of the most valuable things you did with me.
Well, thank you.
Was we stepped through.
Right.
Because first of all, I don't think I'd ever seen a credit report before.
Right.
And number two, I had no idea how to read it when I got it.
Correct.
And so you walked through me very carefully and showed me the broken bones were and where things were okay.
Right.
And then what? And now you're going to help them pull that credit report that gets into your hands, and then the process begins.
And I will evaluate and tell you what I can do and what I can't do. Most of the time, if you're currently in a crisis, I will only give you advice. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want to help you with the reestablishment of positive credit. I can
right.
do that.
Right.
I want to help you with the debt collectors so that you're not abused. I don't want any abuse going on. We don't have to be treating people this way.
So immediately your first goal is let's bring some peace to this.
Absolutely.
A second goal would be let's bring some restoration to this.
Let's have a game plan.
Mm-hmm.
How do we want to approach this?
Okay.
Know that you can answer your phone. You don't. And I had one client out of Iowa that was considering suicide over this. And I said, you don't have to.
Yeah.
All this can stop right now. Okay, and so she gave me all of the people that were calling her, and it all stopped.
We're down to mere seconds. We want to give the contact number, and folks, this is your number to call today.
612-567-2459 or 888-417-3400.
Or the website givemecredit.us.
Correct.
Givemecredit.us. That'll give you a link to Master Credit Solutions. It'll give you some information. It'll give you an opportunity to rehear some of the programs we've done and give you some education, get you back on your feet. But folks, it starts with contact. You want some solutions? Contact.
The best thing you can do for yourself is to regain control out of an out-of-control situation.
John, we need to say adios.
I've been doing that, and I'm not Spanish, so I'm going to say bye-bye.
Adios to you. We'll see you next week on Give Me Credit.